The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome. This is terrific. Beautiful. Welcome. So, my name is Nikki Mirgafori, and what we do during the happy hour every week is I speak a few minutes at first about what practice we're going to be doing, and then the primary part of this hour is a 30-minute guided meditation having to do with either loving kindness, vicarious joy, compassion, some quality of the heart. And then afterwards there will be some interactive practice, and then time for question and answer. And an hour can go pretty quickly. And whether you are experienced or whether you're completely new to practice, no worries. Whatever you need to know will be shared with you. So as they say, relax and enjoy the ride. So for tonight's topic, what I have chosen for us to practice together is called vicarious joy, or sympathetic joy, or just joy. There's plenty of difficulty in the world, and joy is a way to support ourselves, our heart, to expand, both for sake of ourselves and the sake of others, because when there is more joy, we can contain, we can support, it can support us to be with difficulty, and also it gives more expansiveness to our perception of life and the world. It's not all suffering and all difficulty and all, oh, there's also joy. Oh yeah, as we say in Buddhism, there are 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. It's not zero joys, 10,000 sorrows. That's, even though Buddhism gets a bad rap for all being, it's all about suffering. It's not all about suffering. Actually, there are many practices about joy, awakening joy, and turning your mind and heart to joy. And I was actually just teaching a day long on Saturday here on joy, and I see some familiar faces of people who are here there. And one thing I shared is that in the practice, in this path of practice, joy is not a luxury. It's a necessity. It's really a necessity. It's part of the seven factors of awakening, for example, which are fundamental to liberation, to awakening. Joy is one of the factors. So that kind of gives you a sense, yeah, this is important stuff. Don't take it lightly. Don't take joy lightly. It really supports your heart, supports you as a human being, for both for your own self, for yourself, as well as being available for others. Okay? So the practice we'll be doing together specifically tonight is called vicarious joy, sympathetic joy, and it's related to loving kindness or metta. Some of you might have heard that and practiced that. So, the Pali name for the practice of vicarious joy, the Pali word for it is mudita. Again, some of you, this might help you put it kind of related in the map. For others, just throw it away, no need. It's related to the practice of metta or loving kindness, which is the basic practice of the heart in this tradition. And that is goodwill. Simply another translation for metta is goodwill. Loving kindness is kind of a heavy word. Just think of it as kindness. Just basic human kindness. You know, when you walk on the street and somebody smiles at you, it's just basic human kindness. It's just basic human friendliness, right? It's not that complicated. So that friendliness, that kindness, that goodwill, sense of goodwill that we all have, every single one of us has that. just basic goodwill, when that meets someone who is in a state of goodness, somebody who's happy, somebody has good fortune, that goodwill can become expressed, get expressed as vicarious joy. You're happy for their happiness. Your goodwill for them, like, oh, I'm so glad. Especially, it might be easy for someone you really care about, you love. Like, I'm so glad, I'm so happy you finally have the job you've always wanted. I'm so glad you're in a relationship or you just won the lottery or whatever it is, whatever has made them happy, you're happy for them, right? It's genuine happiness, right? So I'm going to ask you in this moment to just think about someone that you care about, that you've genuinely been happy that they're happy. Bring that person to mind and that your genuine happiness for them. Okay? So this will be the place we'll start today in our guided meditation. And I'll guide you. Okay? So with that preamble, I'm going to ask you to get into your meditation posture, which means if you're sitting on a chair, you want your feet flat on the floor so that you have your body has a sense of integrity and you want your back to be straight. And also, this is a good time to get more gear to be comfortable. If you just rushed in to sit and like, okay, my feet are not quite reaching the floor, my back is not comfortable, this is a perfectly okay time, really, to get up and get more cushions. Because kindness and joy starts with kindness to our bodies. So please take this moment to really check in with your body. What does this body need? Okay. So with that, as you get into your meditation posture, if you're in a chair, your feet on the floor, roll your shoulders back just a little bit and land your hands flat on your legs, or they could be on each other, whatever is more comfortable. But make sure your body has a sense of integrity. You're not slouching in your chair. Not a slouch, but just really have a sense of integrity. Now I'm going to ask you to gently close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice at first. Just bringing awareness to the sense of hearing, expansive, open. In this moment, sounds arising and passing away. Now I invite you to arrive more fully in this moment. Arriving in this body. Arriving in this body breathing. With your attention, lowering the center of gravity of your attention from your head, where we often reside in our thoughts. Bring the center of gravity of your attention down, 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 down to your belly. Feeling more settled, maybe dropping your body a little bit, relaxing your body as you bring the center of gravity down. Feeling the breath move through your belly, expanding and contracting on its own. Breath moving in breath. Breath moving out breath. Notice you don't have to breathe. The the breath breathes itself. The breath has been breathing itself this whole time, all these years, without any effort on your behalf, any intentionality. So allow the breath to move in and out. All you do is very simply bring your attention, just awareness, to rest on your belly, to notice that the breathing is happening. Breath coming in, breath coming out. Just this in-breath. Just this out-breath. And with every in-breath, let there be more energy, more aliveness, more alertness that comes into your body in this moment of living, of being, existing, right here, right now. And with every out-breath, let there be more relaxation. Ah, softening your body, letting go, sinking in more deeply into your body from your head. With every out-breath. Settling in more. In fact, let's take 3 deep diaphragmatic breaths together just to settle in more. Letting the breath be breathed in. Holding it for a second or two and then letting it out with a sigh, with a sound, dropping into the body more. Breathing in. Dropping into the body, to this moment, relaxing the body some more. The third one. Really arriving in this moment. There's nowhere to go. Nothing to do. Putting aside the thoughts, the worries. Just taking refuge in this sacred moment here. You've brought yourself all the way here to IMC. Let this moment of being here be a refuge. Relaxing, softening, breathing, just letting the breath move in and out. Simple. Letting the breath be calming, soothing, like a lullaby, enjoying the breath. Spend another minute or two just settling with the breath, getting ready for the practice of joy, tilling the soil, calming the mind. Just breathing, sitting and breathing. Enjoying the simplicity of this moment. A refuge from the busyness of your day. Now I invite you to bring to mind someone in your life whom you care about, you have goodwill for, and an aspect of their life, may not be their entire life, but some aspect of their life, that they have good fortune, they're happy about. Maybe it's their health. Maybe they're healthy right now. Maybe it's their relationship or their job or their family or something, their friends, whatever it is. An aspect of their life. Again, they don't have to be happy in every way, but just one aspect that they're really happy, grateful about, good fortune. And as you bring up their image in your mind's eye, the image of this person, this being, and it could also be that maybe if you're going through the Rolodex and no one comes up, you can bring up to mind maybe a child that you know who is well cared for and just happy. Or maybe a pet who's well cared for and happy. Whoever the being is, bringing them to mind. And then noticing what comes up in your heart, in your mind, as you conjure up their image, their felt sense, seeing them happy, seeing them joyous in this way, seeing them appreciating this blessing in their life. Noticing what comes up in your heart, in your mind, in terms of your own goodwill for them, your happiness for their happiness. And that feeling of happiness for their happiness, that is sympathetic joy, vicarious joy. Or mudita, joy for the joy of others. Inclining your mind, your heart to this makes it grow, helps it grow. Is the easiest way for you to feel joy yourself. So noticing this feeling of happiness for another person's, another being's good fortune, happiness, well-being, blessing. And from this feeling, wherever you might feel it in your heart, mind, maybe shows up as a smile on your face. Silently reciting a phrase. I'll offer some phrases now, and you can choose whatever works for you, and just repeat it silently. One option is, I'm happy for your happiness, dear one. Or I'm happy that you're happy. Continuing to connect with their image, with their felt sense of this person, this being. That's the first part. The second part is the feeling that it brings up in you, the felt sense of your own happiness. That's the second part. And the third is the phrase that you share to keep the practice deepening and growing. I'm happy for your happiness. Another option is, may your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never wane. Or may your good fortune continue. May it increase. May it never end. Or, I take joy in your joy, or I take delight in your delight. I'm happy you're happy. So continuing the phrase, whatever you choose, repeating the phrase is the thread that keeps the practice going. Even if at times it could feel dry, you could hang in there. Hang in there. And if you lose touch with the being, with the person, bring more energy to their image, to their felt sense, to their happiness. If it's a child, maybe you see them jumping up and down, laughing happily, playing, and feeling happy that they're happy. I'm happy for your happiness. Your joy brings me delight. And continuing in this way, on your own, exploring for a few minutes. Seeing what works, what doesn't. Be a scientist of your own mind and heart. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never wane. Dear one. Noticing your heart, your mind, what comes up for you. As you conjure up their image and say the phrases. Being mindful of whatever is coming up. And whatever is coming up is exactly what needs to happen in this moment. For you. Not to resist, not to judge yourself for doing this practice wrong, just opening up with more kindness to whatever experience you're having. Can I be with this too? With kindness. I'm happy for your happiness. I'm happy for your good fortune. And now I would like to invite you to shift perspectives if you can and try to see yourself from the perspective of this being, this person you've been appreciating their happiness. I'll let them see you. Let yourself be seen through their eyes. And as they see you, looking through their eyes onto yourself, they see a blessing in your life, something in your life that you consider a blessing. What is a blessing in your life? And let them be happy, taking delight in this blessing in your life and feeling them, feeling somebody else being happy for your happiness and what that feels like. And whatever that blessing might be for you, you might be grateful for your health or your work or relationship or a friend. Or that you have enough food to eat. You live in safety. There's no war going on here. Whatever that blessing is, see your happiness appreciated by someone else, by another being who cares about you. And now join in yourself feeling happy for your own happiness, for your own blessing, allowing your heart to take delight, to be happy for your own happiness, for your own blessing. Again, it may not be every aspect of your life, but just one for the purpose of this exercise. I'm happy for my own blessing, for my good fortune. Breathing, letting the breath move through you. And sometimes people feel helpful to put a hand in the middle of their chest, the heart center, to really connect with themselves and connect with their own goodness, goodwill, or blessing as you wish yourself well, as you feel joy and happiness for your own goodness. I'm happy for my own happiness, for my blessing, for this blessing in my life. May my good fortune increase. May it never end. I take joy, delight in my happiness. And please take joy and delight in your blessing. So many blessings. So many blessings. Now, for the next part of our time together, I would like to guide you in an interactive practice. So the first part of our practice was on our own, eyes closed. And this next one is relational, and it's still a practice. We'll be speaking with each other, but again, consider it as a practice. So, and I'll tell you what we'll do in a moment and how it is a practice. So in a moment, we will get into groups of size 4. And if you came here with someone tonight, I suggest you get into a group with other people. And the prompt is simple. The prompt is, what was this guided meditation like for you? Just you'll share a sentence or two. There's no right or wrong. The answer is not so much the object of the practice, as I will share with you. Your answer could be, I fell asleep, I didn't follow it at all. It doesn't matter at all what you say. You're not trying to impress others or educate them. You're just speaking. It's a part of this practice. What the practice really is you'll be holding a space of kindness for other people. So it's an embodied practice. Those who are listening, so 3 people will be listening. So you have 3 chances to listen and 1 chance to speak. When you're listening, you feel your body, you stay embodied, as I was telling you, to feel your breath, feel your body. You stay embodied while you're listening. And practice this right now as you're listening to me. Can you feel your bottom on the floor or the cushion? Can you feel it while you listen to me? Is it possible? Yeah, not too hard. You can do that. You can feel your bottom on the cushion, and you can hear my words also. Doesn't take that much effort, does it? Yes? 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 Kind of. Okay, it's a practice. Okay. So just feel, just maybe, so bring attention a little to yourself, to your body, whatever is easiest. Maybe your hands are easiest. Maybe the feet are easiest. Just a way of staying embodied a little bit as you're listening, okay? Or find somewhere in your body that you can pay attention to while you're listening to me. Everybody got something? Yeah? Yeah, okay, great. Close enough. So that's part of the practice, just listen while you're embodied as much as possible. You'll lose it, no problem. It's not going to be perfect. But there's an attempt to stay present, while you're listening instead of going away. The other part is you hold a container of kindness for the people who are speaking, for the person who's speaking. Just you listen to them with kindness, as if they can say nothing wrong. Whatever they say is okay. Can you listen with kindness? Can you give somebody your kind attention? It's a practice. You see how it's an exercise, right? Okay. When it comes time for you to speak, again, try to stay embodied. Feel your body while you speak. Even though it's harder, you lose it, no problem. It's harder in speaking to stay embodied. And just speak from your heart, whatever you want to share about an observation, something that came up for you, maybe something grand came up for you for the first time today, you felt calm, great, maybe you fell asleep, great, it doesn't matter. Just, again, you're speaking for your own benefit as a practice to be held witness, okay? Clear? Any questions about what we're doing? Okay, great. Now, it's best if you're all on a chair, all 4 of you are on a chair, or all 4 of you are on the floor. Different heights don't work so well. So this is a practice. So now I invite you to get into groups of 4. Just look around. If you need a group, raise your hand. It will always work out. And yeah, bring your chairs around, move your chairs so that you're sitting, move your chairs about. Raise your hand if you need to be in a group or if you need people. Raise your hands. Okay, you're 2 here, there are 2 of them there. You can go there. Okay. Raise your hands if your group is not... Okay. And if it's a group of three, it's okay. If it's a group of five, it's okay too. Three or four. Let's say three or four. It's all good. Okay. So, great. Terrific. Okay. So again, simply, I'm going to review the instructions. Remember, be embodied. Feel your body as you're listening. And most importantly, listen with kindness. Listen with your whole body. Listen with kindness to whatever the person is saying. And whoever is speaking, try to stay embodied. Speak from your heart. You'll just be sharing one nugget of what your experience was. This is a practice, right? Kindness and community. See how this could be held. And when you start speaking, say your name. And let's start, whoever is closest to the altar will start speaking and then go counterclockwise. So please start. Go. Okay. Great. A lot of conversations. It was lovely to witness everyone practicing the instructions. So we have time for any questions or reflections if something came up that you'd like to share, or if any questions that you have. We have a few minutes, and don't be shy. Yes, over here. Hold on 1 second. Wait for the mic. And you need to hold the mic pretty close.
Say a few words so I can adjust the volume.
Thank you. I was wondering what your thoughts are on a topic, kind of a theme that I've been thinking about and practicing in my life, and this kind of balance between conditional and unconditional forms of happiness and their kind of characteristic differences and experience and ways to cultivate unconditional happiness.
Yeah, exactly. Conditional and unconditional. Very quickly, I want to define are terms, because you're saying conditional, not conditioned. And those are two different things. And I want to talk very quickly about two. So conditioned, one happiness could be dependent on the conditions outside. Oh, if the weather is good, and if I've had good breakfast, and if I have no pains in my body, and if, you know, everything is perfect, then I will be happy, right? That kind of a conditions. And then the unconditioned happiness would be like, actually, I have a pain in my body and it's raining and, you know, the dog ate the newspaper. I don't know. It's just like things are not going your well. But still, there's a sense of joy, happiness, contentment that is there regardless of the external conditions. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Perfect. That's what this practice is all about. The practice of mindfulness, the practice of cultivating mindfulness and compassion. It's all on the path of awakening, freedom, liberation. These are all synonymous words, which means there is freedom, there's happiness, regardless of the conditions outside. It's just there is a sense of contentment and happiness regardless. So, yes, great. Glad you're here. This is what we're practicing. Yeah, thank you. What else?
Like an experiential, you know, for what I can tell.
Please keep the mic, yeah.
From my experience with practice in this kind of realm, what I can tell is that there seems to be like a experiential difference between the two types of happiness, and it seems to be there's kind of like an order of magnitude difference. Like it's not really when you untether your happiness from conditions, it makes it more intense.
I will say something briefly about this, and I'd like to move on. Happy to talk with you afterwards. But what I'll say is that the Buddha says that the greatest happiness is peace. And I'll leave this for you to experiment on your own, because the greatest happiness is really peace. And that includes, you know, if you are unhappy, having peace with being unhappy or it's complicated to explain it in such a brief time, but the the peace of being completely equanimous in equipoise, no matter the conditions, that is the ultimate happiness. Because happiness in and of itself, if you're chasing a rainbow to always be joyous, that's not quite possible. But there is a deeper happiness, and that is peace. So I'll leave it at that. You're welcome. Other questions or comments in the limited time we have? Please. Here's another mic. You can grab it.
Thank you. Yeah, just wondering about the difference between breathing through your nose and your mouth, and when... If
yeah, so in this practice, we breathe through the nose, not so much through the mouth. I'll leave it at that, and I can talk with you because, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. So any comments regarding the practice, either the guided meditation itself or the interactive practice that you did together afterwards? Any comments about that I'd like to invite? Please.
So in our group, I felt sympathetic joy and compassion at the same time.
Mm.
So when somebody expressed they have just unconditional joy for themselves, and I felt sympathetic joy for that person. And when somebody expressed that have similar feeling like myself, that I'm struggling to find happiness for myself, and I felt compassion for the person.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Thank you so much for sharing that. What I appreciate in what you said is that you did take the second practice just as encouraged, as a practice period. Relationally, I'm feeling vicarious joy. I'm feeling joy for somebody else's happiness. And similarly, compassion. Like me, I feel your pain. You know, when we feel a pain, that suffering in our heart, it actually can open our heart to compassion, both for ourselves and others. So thank you for sharing that. And I want to end with one saying from the Dalai Lama regarding this practice of vicarious joy. He says, if you only feel happy for your own happiness, you have 7 billion chances in happiness. Mm-hmm. But if you feel happiness for other people's happiness, your odds go way, way up, right? So with that, I would like to thank you all for coming here tonight, practicing in any shape or form that it showed up for you. There is so much that can come up, and we had little time to discuss. Anyway, I hope you come back. There's a lot more of these practices. Each week we do something completely different. And it's always fun and heart-opening and community-building. So thank you all for coming to IMC. And please come again. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy, including us. Have a good evening.